This is English Evening on China Business Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to English Evening on China Business Radio. This is Dong Ning.
And good evening, listeners. This is Jonathan.
大家好，欢迎来到中国中央人民广播电台经济之声为您带来的英语之夜节目。Jonathan, do you like fashion?
No, I'm not very fashionable. That's why I stay on the radio. No one can look at my clothes.
No, I think you're fashionable today. You wear, you know, ties and t-shirts. Really formal.
Yeah, I actually do like fashion a lot, especially in Beijing where I can get very cheap tailored clothing.
You know, so let's go to Milan. Milan's menswear shows kick off recently with major Italian designer names Dolce and Gabbana turning to a film about Sicily as inspiration and Giorgio Armani looking to geometry and urban gray for next winter's fashion.
Yeah, their shows were some of the first of just under 40 catwalk runs taking place during Milan's autumn-winter 2010 and 2011 menswear fashion week, which will run until Tuesday and comes amid hopes for a recovery in the financial crisis-hit luxury fashion sector. Domenico Dolce and Stefano Gabbana said they were inspired by Baria, a big-budget sentimental sweep through 20th century Sicily, which is also Dolce's birthplace. So from this, they presented a mainly black, white, and gray line, sending out models wearing knits over trousers that were very casual and narrow at the bottom, against a screen backdrop showing the movie of Baria.So vests were tucked into black washed-out jeans and long john-type trousers and shorts. White shirts were very sleek and plain, tucked into jeans or black trousers. And they accessorized the look with black caps and boots.
那今年的米兰时装周呢也隆重开幕了，是2010到2011季的冬季的男装已经开始新装发布。 So Giorgio Armani turned to geometry for his Emporio Armani line, which was themed on the brand's website and the group's Facebook page. He played with shapes, squares, triangles and circles as patterns and put zips on gilets and overcoats, presenting a structured silhouette withSome slim trousers worn under jackets with defined shoulders and accessorized with boots. Speaking of this information, they had a Facebook page and a lot of friends has this kind of a website to lure more customers, not only to go to the shopping mall to shop in a real, you know, place, but also they would log on the internet to face to look something they really need. Then you can go directly to the shopping mall.
Yeah, and also using these ways to further advertise their brand. You can put a little link or a badge to Gucci's website on your website. So maybe if you can't afford a Gucci handbag, you're still getting the marketing message out for them.
Yeah, well, it's kind of a fan website that it can...put your thoughts onto the white page and then how do you think of this clothes, how do you think of this designer. Yeah, I think it's a good idea for these brands to, you know, spread their or do the commercial or just, you know, share the information of their, you know, stuff.
Yeah, I don't really go to websites like that, but once a year I always buy the Esquire Little Black Book of Men's Fashion, which they come out with once a year, and then get friends of mine, especially women friends of mine, to look through it and say, well, what would I look good in? You know, then I can take those pictures to a tailor and get them made for a lot less than they might cost at the Armani boutique.
Yeah, and also British House Burberry, which also steamed its show on the website, paid tribute to its heritage to trench coats, parkas, aviator-style jackets, a worn-over slim trousers that were turned into boots.
Yeah, you see a lot of Burberry here in Beijing, the classic plaid Burberry look. They also say a military theme emerged with cropped military jackets, shirts, military-style belts, and boots. So the line was a mix of military green, khaki, indigo, and black again.
Yeah, and one of the chief officers said, I wanted us to have a point of view. I think there is such a chaos in the economy world right recently, and I feel that it is the moment for brands, companies, designers to have integrity and stand for something.
Yeah. The menswear market has not been spared, of course, by the economic turmoil with the financial sector. So suit and tie sales have suffered, and turnover for Italian menswear is seen falling as nearly 10% to 8.3 billion euros in 2009. This is according to the industry body System Moda Italia.
那很多设计师呢说今年呢其实是经济恢复的一年，也是 the first year of a new world， 是新的世界开始的第一年。 So they think hope for 2010 fashion recovery at this Milan menswear is going to be a good start for this fashion industry. It is that we have returned to designing, investing in creativity, which is always difficult. In all sectors, we do not have inventories, so we need to rebuild them.Right now.
Yeah, Brunello Cucelli said that he is not alone in talking about a recovery. And after having seen sales hurt by the global downturn last year, many executives and designers in Milan, Italy, say they're looking ahead with guarded optimism. He, quote, we are seeing positive signals. The sales hemorrhage is seen at the end of 2008 and in the first half of 2009 has stopped.Said Gianluca Brosetti, the chief executive of fashion house Roberto Cavalli, told Reuters. He said, in certain geographical areas, there is recovery, but we are still being cautious looking ahead. I confirm there is some improvement, and we hope it stays in 2010. So during the Christmas and early January discount sales period, Milan, which is known worldwide for top fashion names such as Giorgio Armani,saw Italians and tourists flock to its stores.
They said, let's say that it can only get better after coming from a not very enthusiastic 2009. Well, they're all looking forward to this year. It's going to be a good year for fashion industry. Yeah, we've been talking about the recession, you know, hit the fashion industry and many, you know, luxury brands just broke.Last year or the year before last year. So for this year, I think it's a good start for them. And do you happen to know that there is a kind of index, which is the shorter the women's skirt is and the economy is booming?
I have never heard that. So is it a long skirt means the economy is booming or a short skirt?
Short skirts, right.
Well, I'll have to look out for that, I guess.
Yes. I don't know which economist is, you know, can come to this conclusion, but it's really a positive or just a confirmed kind of a sign for economy.
Yeah, the buyers say fashion needs to focus on value for the money. They say customers don't want excess and they build their wardrobes very carefully, said one fashion buyer.But I think that kind of runs opposite to what high fashion like Armani is all about.
Mm.
You know, the difference of I can buy a $10 t-shirt and a $20 pair of jeans and be just as fine with maybe I could buy one t-shirt from Armani for $300.
Yeah.
So I guess you have two choices. You can either go for high fashion or go for high value.
Yeah, I can mix and match. Buy a really expensive bag or pair of shoes and wear a pretty, pretty cheap t-shirt. All right, now let's take a break. Listen to a song from Lady Gaga, Paparazzi.
Not sure what it means, but
And that was Lady Gaga with Paparazzi.
Okay, now let's move on to today's biz news. 接下来呢，我们听听今晚的财经资讯。First one, China's banking assets up 26% to 78.8 trillion yuan in 2009. 09年中国银行资产增长 26%, 达到 78.8 兆亿人民币。
The total foreign and domestic currency assets of Chinese financial institutions rose 26.3% year over year to 78.8 trillion yuan, or 11.5 trillion US dollars by the end of 2009.The China Banking Regulatory Commission said recently. The CBRC also said that its combined liabilities rose 26.8% from the same period last year to 74.3 trillion yuan. Assets of state-owned commercial banks were 40.1 trillion yuan by the end of 2009, up 26% year over year, while those of joint stock commercial banks were up 11.8 trillion yuan,33.7% year over year. Liabilities of state-owned commercial banks were 37.9 trillion yuan, which was up 27% year over year, while those of joint stock commercial banks were 11.2 trillion yuan, up 34% year over year. The bad loan ratio among major commercial banks, which were state-owned commercial banks and joint stock commercial banks, fell to 1.59%.down 0.86 percentage points from the beginning of 2009.
South Korea's financial watchdog to further mainstream stimulus. 韩国金融监管部门提出将继续保持其刺激经济计划以保持经济增长。
South Korea's financial watchdog said recently it will keep up its stimulus policy drives, such as front-loading its fiscal budget in a bid to sustain the country's growth momentum. Quote, it is very important to sustain this growth momentum. In this regard, we are front-loading 60% of our fiscal budget in the first half of the year, said Ernst Lee, spokesman for the Financial Services Commission. In addition, the watchdog said it will continue to provide credit guarantees for SMEs, but further down the credit guarantee ratio from the current level of 95% to 85% by July.With respect to the decrease of the coverage, the FSC explained that it would like to withdraw some unconventional method and policy measures from last year, although it would like to maintain its stimulus move. The FSC also vowed to encourage low-income families by providing credit for them via microcredit lending systems. We have enlarged system, and we are further expanding it to the end of the year.Said Lee, adding that the FSC would continue to support the system. The announcement came a week after global appraisers Moody's issued a report on the global economic forecast, as well as on South Korea. The credit rating agency expected South Korea to emerge out of the economic downturn at the fastest rate among its peers.
Alright, that's today's best news. And that comes to another song's break. Let's listen to a song from Dido. Thank you.
that was one of my favorite Dido songs. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And today we've been talking about fashion and this fashion day. Speaking of fashion, you know, UK is a fashionable country, especially London. The city of London is a fashionable city. Freezing temperatures recently in Britain in the last few weeks have left many people worried about paying their energy bill. This according to a survey. And British Consumer magazine said about two-thirds of the 1,066 consumers it polled have been pulling on the woolens and thinking more about their energy bills because of the recent freezing weather.
Well, I know it's been like that for me in Beijing recently,
and
sleeping in more clothes and putting on more layers. According to the survey, more than a third said they were worried about paying their energy bills this month.
Mm.
Some people confessed to dipping into their own or even their children's savings to make sure they could afford to pay the bills, while some cut back on spending in other areas, such as sacrificing gym memberships or the holidays.
Mm. Yeah, more than half said they were wearing more clothes to keep heating bills to a minimum, and almost a third had either switched energy provider or called a check to they were on the cheapest tariff. Three people even admit to something else. And as the cold snap is set to continue, also look at actions people took on stay warm during cold weather and discover the following top five, which is...
Yeah, the first was to put on just simply extra clothes, with 84% of respondents coming in.
Mm.
73% of people said they would have a warm drink. 40% say a filling meal helps them keep warm. 39% blocking drafts under doors and windows in their homes. And 37% said the best idea was just staying in bed.
Yeah, it's the cheap and very simple way to keep warm. 这篇文章呢谈到，其实就是在英国，天气特别的冷，很多英国人呢想尽各种各样的办法来保暖。那么其实呢，像天气寒冷呢，不仅仅是在英国发生，全世界呢也其实都在面临着这股寒潮。很多人说呢，为了保暖呢，其实他们不得不穿更多的衣服，这样呢来保证或者是降低他们采暖的这些费用的增加，比方说空调费用的增加，比方说暖气费用的增加等等，来节省能源，同时呢也节省一些开销。 So the bad weather also make us more aware of the global warming right now. When some scientists said the global warming, the bad weather or the cold weather, all because of the global warming, because the water, you know, vaporized from the ocean and then become the snow or heavy snow or a heavy shower, then make us, you know, more, make this world more and more cold right now.
Yeah, so how are you dealing with the recent cold snap?
Buy more clothes, just, you know, layer after layer. Yeah, that's my simple way of keeping warm. Well, speaking of fashion, you know, technological advances had led to a sharp fall in the weight of women's handbag research from a British department store. And they said women's handbags now weigh an average of 1.5 kilograms, 57% less than the average of the 2 years before.
Yeah, a new generation of smaller, lighter, and especially multi-purpose gadgets, such as the iPhone and the BlackBerry, have replaced heavy laptops, old-fashioned mobile phones, music players, and paper organizers. So, 2 years ago, women were carrying around about 7.3 pounds, they say the equivalent of 3.5 bags of sugar everywhere they went in electronic gadgets. And, quote, finally the burden placed upon working women is falling, and it's all thanks to technology. So results over the last 15 years have revealed the gadgets which have had the most impact on women's shoulders. Mid-90s saw the popularization of the mobile phone, and then the Apple iPod increased this even further. Weight continued to rise as more women began to carry laptop computers in their handbags. They say this peaked at a back-breaking 3.5 kilos in 2006 and 2007. But now we've started to move away from that as the iPhone and BlackBerries are replacing multiple gadgets. So instead of myself even carrying around a paper organizer and an iPhone and a camera, you know, now we just have one device that does everything.
那么根据最新的英国的一项调查显示呢，现在女性的这个包的重量呢在逐渐的减小，平均呢是 1.5 公斤左右。因为这主要是由于科技的发展，使我们的这些包括手机啊，包括笔记本电脑啊，包括像是 MP3 等等这些东西，它的重量和体积越来越小，使得我们背的这个包的重量呢也减少。那么在两三年前的这个重量的数字其实是 3.3 公斤，那么可以想象其实女性在每天上班的时候是要背着非常沉的一个包去的。 So I think I from a woman's point of view, I think I thank a lot of to this, you know, development of technology. So make me, you know, I don't have to, you know, take a very, very heavy bag to work every day. Usually I will, you know, buy a very large bag.So I can put all my stuff in that.
Oh yeah, for years I always made sure when I was buying pants or coats to make sure that they had large enough pockets and enough pockets to carry all these things.
Yeah.
Now, boiled down to one little device, it's a perfect world.
Yeah. All right, and that comes to the end of today's show. We're going to wrap up today's show with a song, We Belong Together by Mariah Carey. We're going to see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Have a wonderful night, everyone.
京时间22:59，中央人民广播电台经济之声，让你永远领先一分钟。
酷比经济学，
欢迎来到酷比经济学。今日茶点：六度空间理论 （Six Degrees of Separation）。哈佛大学教授米尔格兰姆发现，任何两个陌生人之间最多只隔着六个人，因此六度空间理论也叫小世界理论。它对推销、保险等行业影响巨大。现实生活中，人际传递是有阻力。